this was to kind of tackle the obstacle of the gate that's been put in underneath the bridge. So it's just a simple floating raft, which you just control manually by a pulley system, and just pull yourself. So you step onto the raft and pull yourself kind of around the obstacle, and then back onto the path again. It's just a really simple way of dealing with the obstacles.
But look, so there's a double chain, so like if somebody wants to bring it back.
Yeah, so it's just, so that's like connected there, but so you can just bring it back and forth from either side. So it's just really simple and easy to do. And maybe like a series of these, so you could get out further and just a simple way of overcoming. This is more trying to tackle the first sight. The way there's not, without jumping, there's no obvious way of getting over to the other side. So it's kind of, again, it's a really simple way of like kind of winding down bridges. But it's kind of like the Thomas Heatherwick thing that we spoke about earlier. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I took my inspiration from. Just easy to
So the black thing is a pole?
Yeah.
And then it,
so this is like the shutter, the T-shutter thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about like a water reed filtration system, kind of just to clean up the water a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, when you're over that side, it kind of makes you feel hidden. And
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a little sanctuary within the city. I was kind of trying to think of ways to easily be able to wind up and down the bridge from either side. So you're not blocking the canals, so you're not blocking like narrow boats and things. Almost like the same as a bike. So you just roll it up and unroll it, and kind of, having a chain going over to the other side.